From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Leading a memorial at Fort Hood, Texas yesterday, President Obama said the 13 people killed there last week were heroes who will long be remembered.
Every evening that the sun sets on a tranquil town, every dawn that a flag is unfurled, every moment that an American enjoys life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that is their legacy.
The president placed a commander-in-chief coin next to each victim's photo in tribute, and he said the killer will be met with justice. There are differences emerging at the Pentagon about which officials had knowledge of contacts the Fort Hood shooting suspect made with a radical cleric months ago. Government officials say a Pentagon terrorism investigator looked into Major Nadal Hassan's contacts, wrote an assessment, and concluded the contacts did not advocate violence. But a military official now denies prior knowledge that Hassan had any contacts with Muslim extremists. NATO forces have recovered the body of an American soldier who went missing in a remote part of Afghanistan 1 week ago. They're still searching for a second missing soldier in the same area. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Kabul.
NATO says the body of the missing paratrooper was recovered from a river by a military diving team. It says the first signs are that he drowned. It's thought the dead man and another American soldier who's still missing disappeared while trying to recover some supplies that had been dropped by air and had landed in the river. Exact details aren't clear, but it seems they ended up in the water and were swept away. It happened a week ago in a remote part of Badghis province in western Afghanistan. International and Afghan forces began a search, but this ran into trouble when they got caught up in fighting with militants. Seven Afghan soldiers and policemen and one civilian died. Afghanistan's defense ministry has said they were killed by mistake by a NATO airstrike. NATO says it's investigating. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Kabul.
A new Justice Department study says many unsolved crimes include forensic evidence that has never been sent to a crime lab for analysis. That includes thousands of rapes and murders. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Dr. Kevin Strom is the study's principal investigator. He looked at 5 years' worth of unsolved crimes, and here's what he found.
An estimated 14% of unsolved homicides and 18% of unsolved rape cases were found to contain some form of forensic evidence that had not been submitted to a crime laboratory for analysis.
That amounts to almost 4,000 homicides and more than 27,000 rapes. Not all of the forensic evidence involves DNA. Sometimes it's fingerprints or other clues. In some cases, prosecutors said the evidence would not have been helpful to solve the crime. But in about a quarter of the cases, the evidence did not go to the crime lab because the lab was too slow, backlogged, or short on money. The study says there is no way of knowing how many cases could have been solved if the evidence had been analyzed. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. Oil prices fell below $79 a barrel in Asian trading today. Benchmark crude for December delivery was down by 12 cents to $78.91 a barrel. A federal judge has stopped South Carolina from issuing license plates with an image of a cross and a stained glass window. The judge said they violate the Constitution. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The specialty license plates feature the image of the cross and the words, "I believe." The South Carolina legislature approved them last year, sparking a court challenge from groups who called them a violation of the separation of church and state. A federal district judge agreed. In a 57-page ruling, she called the case a textbook example of the need for the Constitution's Establishment Clause. She said South Carolina leaders, whether motivated by sincerely held Christian beliefs or an effort to purchase political capital with religious coin, clearly broke the law. Promoters of the plate had argued it was no different from other license plates that carry the logo of groups like the Boy Scouts. But the judge noted that the "I Believe" plate was created by the legislature, rather than going through the normal process that other groups which want specialty plates have to follow. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
Job openings in the United States were at rock-bottom levels. That's according to new reports from the government and private industry. This could mean that unemployment will remain high even as layoffs slow. Small businesses are reluctant to hire new workers as they struggle to obtain credit. Many are pushing their current employees to produce even more. There are some areas of hiring as demand for information technology and sales professionals grows. Also, there are signs that companies are adding more human resources personnel. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.